Right. Now, whether you see it as an unfunded mandate or not doesn't matter. It's been mandated, right? And they gave us a certain amount of time to come up with a plan on how we're going to replace those at a certain rate every year, right? So that increase is to help offset the cost of replacing those lead service lines. For those that don't know, the lead service lines is the line that connects your house to our water system to get you fresh drinking water. Now, I don't know about you, Greg, but I know that there's a little bit of contention around water in this state. There's a little thing that happened a few years back in a little city called Flint, Michigan. And the last thing anybody in this community wants to do is turn into a Flint, Michigan, right? So I think that we all have to realize the seriousness of replacing those lead service lines. Now, it may seem like a huge increase. It may sound really, really great to hear that somebody is saying they're going to just step in office and roll back those water rates. But our largest water user stepped out of the system, which was Consumers Energy. They're no longer a part of our system. That gap had to be filled. Then on top of that, the estimated cost to replace the 11,000 lead service lines in this community in Jackson is $120 million.